Speed. Your lips are free. Speak. It is your own tongue. Speak. It is your own body. Speak. Your life is still yours. See how in the blacksmith's shop the flame burns wild. The iron glows red. The locks open their jaws, and every chain begins to break. Speak. This brief hour is long enough before the death of body and tongue. Speak, because the truth is not yet dead. Speak. Speak whatever you must speak.
Speak.
Hangs a Japanese carving, the mask of an evil demon, decorated with gold lacquer. Sympathetically, I observe the swollen veins of the forehead, indicating what a strain it is to be evil. The weeping of the guitar begins. The goblets of dawn are smashed. The weeping of the guitar begins. Useless to silence it. It weeps monotonously as water weeps. As the wind weeps over snowfields. Impossible to silence it. It weeps for distant things. Hot southern sands yearning for white camellias. Weeps arrow without target, evening without morning, and the first dead bird on the branch. Oh, guitar, heart mortally wounded by five swords. Who built the seven gates of Thebes? The books are filled with names of kings. Was it the kings who hauled the craggy blocks of stone? And Babylon, so many times destroyed. Who built the city up each time? In which of Lima's houses, that city glittering with gold, lived those who built it? In the evening, when the Chinese wall was finished, where did the masons go? And even in Atlantis of the legend, the night the seas rushed in, the drowning men still bellowed for their slaves. Young Alexander conquered India. He alone? Caesar beat the Gauls. Was there not even a cook in his army? Frederick the Great triumphed in the Seven Years' War. Who triumphed with him? Each page a victory, at whose expense the victory ball. Every 10 years, a great man who paid the piper. So many particulars, so many questions. As a child, he never plucked the wings off flies, He didn't tie tin cans to cat's tails, or lock beetles in matchboxes, or stomp anthills. He grew up, and all those things were done to him. I was at his bedside when he died. He said, "Read me a poem about the sun and the sea." About nuclear reactors and satellites. About the greatness of humanity. Path of least resistance. You are not part of this war. You watch images of it and read words about it from a great distance. You are part of this war. You are 1/300,000,000th of this nation. You are not part of this war. You do not fight in it or fight to stop it. You are part of this war, part of this war, part of this war, part of this war, part of this war. Lessening breath. We do not care. That much is clear. Not enough of us care anywhere. We are not wise. For that reason, mankind dies. To think is much against the will. Better and easier to kill.
Потом для своей коммунистической партии, потом для советского рабочего класса. Если не был советский народ, советский народ после Первой мировой войны не мог выгнать из Турции империализм.
I stand in the advancing light, my hands hungry, the world beautiful, my eyes can't get enough of the trees, they're so hopeful, so green, a sunny road runs through the mulberries, I'm at the window of the prison infirmary, I can't smell the medicines. Carnations must be blooming nearby. It's this way. Being captured isn't the point. The point is not to surrender.
Потом для своей коммунистической партии, потом для советского рабочего класса. если не был советский народ, советский народ после Первой мировой войны не мог выгнать из Турции империалистов.
Not safe for work? I'll tell you what's not safe for work, says the server dead on her feet, the roofer in 104 degree heat, the truck driver, firefighter, soldier, foundry worker, heat vent installer. I'll tell you what's not safe for work, says the farmer, the warehouse worker, the unveiled woman, the veiled woman, the welder, seamstress, nurse, factory worker, miner. What's not safe for work is work. Flushed through with darkness, lidless windows glazed with a flashy luster from some little pert cafe, chirping up like a sparrow, and down among iron guts piled silver, throwing gray spatter of light, pale without heat, like the pallor of dead bodies.
baking bread. It's been that way for thousands, thousands of years. Additionally, if life is short, then there is no such thing as a long bus ride. In conclusion, the bus rolled onto a street of shops, and we smelled bread, baking, baking bread. And we smelled bread, and we smelled baking, bread, and we smelled baking bread. Bread.
I wonder how it would be here with you, where the wind that has shaken off its dust in low valleys touches one cleanly as with a new washed hand, and pain is as the remote hunger of droning things, and anger but a little silence, sinking into the great silence. Sink into the great silence.